Listen up. Quick fire. Try this. Try removing the word passive from your vocabulary. This has really been weighing on me recently, and I've recorded a couple videos and then I deleted them. Because when I went back and listened to them, they feel too aggressive. Like I'm angry. I'm not trying to be angry, I'm passionate. But I think this word passive is really, it's causing some people to stumble. Because the truth is, like almost nothing that's worth doing, having, or owning is passive. Unless you've accumulated so much that you control the people that work for you. Like if you've grown your business to hundreds of people, you don't need to be there tomorrow. But you still have to watch the place, or the place is going to be stolen. So there's this idea, though, that you could come into the real estate market, you can just find cheap houses, put in a bid, buy, boom, put none of your money in, use other people's time and money, put the product on the market, and then you don't even have to be involved in the day-to-day management of the property. When I hear people talking about this or preaching this or teaching this, it's just simply not true. And I think it's caused people problems because as you go from guru to guru to guru, and listen, most of the things I've learned from gurus. But it wasn't following them blindly, it was cherry picking. You know, Robert Kiyosaki put into my mind this idea of the four quadrants, the S, the I, the B, the, what is it? The E, the I, the S, and the P. The four quadrants from the Cash Flow Quadrant. It's one of my favorite all-time books. It's up there with Sell or Be Sold by Grant Cardone. It's up there in the Think and Grow Rich, which if you know me, you know I'm a much bigger fan of the Science of Getting Rich because the Science of Getting Rich, written in 1905 by a guy named Wallace Wattles, is 17 chapters that absolutely apply today, the day he wrote it. Like there is not a single thing in that book that you could look at and go, yeah, not that chapter. But you give me any other book and I'm going to show you parts and I'm like, yeah, that's not true according to what I've experienced in life. I'm not saying the guy was lying. I'm just saying that's not what I've experienced. Like that's not actually true in my experience with the world. And yet there's still nuggets and things that I learned from him. From the Tony Robbins, from the Napoleon Hills, from the Grant Cardones, right? And there's a list. There's 20 people I'm forgetting to even name. The Millionaire Next Door. And all of these people contributed to this holistic view that after 20 years of being an investor, and about 13 of that completely fucking dedicated, completely. Like, fuck you, we're divorced. I'm doing this. Like, completely dedicated. The reason I got up, the reason I worked, the reason I made sales calls, everything was about getting money to buy real estate or to put it into the stock market. I happen to have the curse of loving both, and I know that drives my stock friends crazy that I love real estate so much, and my real estate friends, most of them don't invest in stocks, and that's cool. I've never pushed that on anyone. Matter of fact, most of the people, I have a book on trading stocks, and I have a book on how I manage money. Now, neither book contains much about real estate because I just don't think I'm the guy to write a book on real estate. I only own 15 properties. Like, I'm disappointed in myself in that area of my business, in my life. Like, I'm embarrassed when I tell people, yeah, I've got 15 houses. I'm embarrassed. And I say it, though, because that's the truth. One of the things I got from, if you've ever read the autobiography of Arnold Schwarzenegger, I would encourage you to do it. I don't read a lot of sports type stuff, but Arnold Schwarzenegger's autobiography and Lance Armstrong's autobiography actually influenced my life. Like, I read these books and my mind was fucking changed on things. Lance Armstrong's book, when I read it, I realized I actually had never pushed myself. Like this guy's shit himself, pukes himself, passes out on the side of the road. And he makes no money doing that. Like this is in the amateur days trying to get to the team, to go pro. And it's like, yeah, no, I never, you know, when they say leave it all on the field, football players say that. That if you lose a championship game, the worst thing that could happen is that you lose and you get home and you feel like I could have done that better. That's the worst. Because if you know you reached, you did all that you could do, if you know that, then that you just take that L. You just, next year, right? But if you held back, you got to live with that. That shit hurts forever, right? There's something to that in the Bible. In the book of Revelations, it says it's going to be worse for people who knew but didn't follow. Meaning if that religion is correct, if Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and you knew and didn't follow, you got bigger problems than the guy who just didn't know. That's ignorance by choice. And to me, that's a lot like being dropped on an economic planet. Like everywhere I went today, they wanted money. And so there's a lot of forces aligned to get your money. And so we can't let that concept, the passive income, this idea that somehow you're not applying yourself, you're not in control, you're not managing it, someone else is doing that for you, that somehow that's going to grow and be legacy wealth that you're going to be able to tell your grandkids about. That's what Sam Walton did, right? Did you say, hey, did you see how I passively built Walmart? I mean, that's how they built Google, right? Passively. That's how Martin Luther King affected civil rights in America, passively. Because all the great things that have happened to you in your life, they were just like fucking accidental, completely passive. Can you believe that even happened? Like someone said it, I signed one thing, I walked away, money came to me. That was it. That was all I had to do. And so you're an old man, you're on the front porch, and they're like, Grandpa, how'd you make all your money? Passively, son. No one has ever said that. Never. I talk with 70-year-old people every day. 5-10 of them a day some days because of my other business. And I just intrusively ask people, were you an investor? What did you invest in? And often, like literally 90% of the time, they say, no, I wasn't an investor. And I say, why? Why not? And they're often stuck. They don't know. Now, when I meet the guy who says, well, I owned a restaurant. Oh, like one of my good friends, he doesn't invest in the stock market. The only real estate he owns goes with his business. He owns a pest control business with 21 employees. He doesn't need stocks. His business has a multi-million dollar valuation. He's going to sell it at 56. And now guess what he's asking me? Hey, what do I do with $5 million? Ha! Why haven't you Googled that any day of the last 30 years, bro? It just now occurred to you? Imagine if he would have ran that business the way he did, because he's done it awesome. It's built up. There's 21 employees. He's got a fucking accountant. There's an office building. There's a staff. There's this huge building. The building itself is worth like $1.5 million. He has hundreds of thousands of dollars in contract, government contracts locked down, hospitals, schools, nursing homes, shit's on lock. Bringing in money. That covers the employees. The profits are coming from the houses. They got hundreds of houses on routes, apartment buildings, just killing bugs every day. No college education. Guy delivered fucking pizza. Started his own bug killing business out of the back of a truck. There was nothing passive about that. Nothing. And yet everything I read in the guru books is passive. We're going to raise capital. Other people's money. Other people's time. Hey, fuck you. Why don't you put in money and time? That's my thought. That's how I talk to me. Where's your money? Where's your time? I've had people explain stocks to me. They've been trading for 9 months. I've been trading for 18 years. Explain something to me I don't know. Explain it to me. I'm sorry, I'm listening. No, that's not trying to be an asshole. That's just a guy who's been around long enough to realize nobody knows shit. There are no secrets. There's no secret knowledge. Shit's as old as time. You think King David did something different than you can do? You think taking full responsibility for everything in your life is a unique superpower? It's available to everyone. Like every human being can just today decide. It's on me, bro. It's on me. You realize there are people who don't even do 10%. Like they're not even saving 10%. They run a business that's not even putting 10% back. Yeah, you should have an investment for your business. You should have a reserve for it. What are we doing? Now, I'm not talking about you just got hit with a tornado and your reserves have already been deployed. No, you're on track. You're on plan. That was the plan. It's in the ebook. Savings is not investing. Why? Because the savings protects the investments. Because the shit ain't passive. You may think it's passive. You may ignore it. Shit's coming. Markets crash. Get over it. Every time it's ever crashed, I had an opportunity to level up. And I did in the last one, and I still pussied out. And I left it on the field, just like that football player getting up. I had a chance. I knew what was happening, and it still messed with my mind. I took a chance. I did some. I put in work. I invested. I leveled up. But I could have done it so big. So big. I've been given that chance 10 times. If I haven't had 10, I haven't had one, at least 10, that I could have become a fucking billionaire if I'd have had enough money. But a millionaire wasn't even that much. In 2008, $100,000 became a fucking million. And your parents did nothing. Or did they? The truth is, Mark Cuban got rich as fuck in 2008. You know why? Go read it. It's on YouTube. He's written about it. He just sat at home on his computer. Think I'll buy 10,000 shares of that and this and that. And Bank of America at a dollar, fucking Ford at a dollar, think I'll buy this. Oh, Netflix is, jeez, it was 200, now it's 30. Think I'll buy 10,000 of that. And you were in high school, and all you had to do was push a button, and you didn't do it. And I didn't do it. Because we weren't in the money flow. But you see, the things you think about come about and the things you focus on grows. How do you do passive in that? How the fuck you're in the money flow passively? It doesn't even make sense. And so no, it requires attention. Sorry. And so we watch. And I watch. And I watch. And I watch. And I put on Instagram, McDonald's, I'm loving it. have 1,000 followers. And I said, dude, McDonald's is so cheap. Truth is, nobody gives a fuck what I'm posting. You think they're looking at your post? You think anybody cares? People don't even know what the money flow is. There are people with financial degrees too stupid to understand what I just said. They don't even know what a share price is of any company. Any company in America. You think I'm kidding? I met a kid yesterday. Mr. Peters, what's up? He says, I got a financial degree. Oh, shit. No shit. So we start talking. I'm like, dude, that's awesome. Where'd you go to college? And he went to, damn it, it's an Ivy League school right next to Harvard. Birkendale. Brandeis. Fucking financial degree from an Ivy League school. Brandeis. And I said, bro, what are you investing in? He said, what do you mean? Stocks. What are you investing in? He says to me, oh, I'm looking at getting in apartment buildings. Like commercial management of compartment buildings. Now, after all the ranting and raving I just did about passive, you can invest in commercial real estate. And yeah, I guess we could call it passive. But do me a favor. Look at the ticker symbol. Read the quarterly statements. Listen to what the fuck the manager says. Be active, not passive. Okay. And so I says to this kid, that is awesome, dude. How are you tracking the market? What are you looking at? And he said, what do you mean? At this, I'm about to punch this little motherfucker at this point. And I said, are you following like the S&P gold interest rates? Now, he knows about them. He ain't following them. He's got a 4-year degree in finance from an Ivy League school. He doesn't know where the S&P is. These are the people managing your money. So when you go in because you work at Walmart, UPS, you're a plumber, and you got your 300 grand, which, high five. But you think Wall Street gives a shit about your 300 grand? How high up the pole you think you're going? Junior with the finance degree that doesn't know where the S&P 500 is? This kid gets to manage it. And he might be a good dude. Because I like the kid I was talking to, other than the fact he didn't know shit about finance. Now, he knew a lot of mathematical formulas. I don't know what they are. He knew a lot about spreadsheets I don't use. I use a notebook. And he wants to go into real estate. I've owned real estate for 18 years. Never took a course that he's in. See, you can know all about push-ups. You can be a doctor and tell him about the arms and how long it should be and how it should break and how the body should align up and how many you need to do for your age to be considered strong. You can tell people all about the push-up. Not do a single push-up. And then I meet my electrician. My electrician. He owns 17 houses. 17. No mortgages. 17 houses mortgage-free. Do the math. That's 15 grand on the side coming into his house every month. Oh, and the properties are appreciating. Oh, and sometimes he wants to go on vacation. You know what he does? He slaps a little mortgage on one, pulls out some equity. Boom. Brand new car. Tax-free. He's got 17 of them. Who cares if you get a loan here and there? Then you let him take all the rent money and you knock those out real quick. Year or two. And then when you feel like doing it again, you don't spend your money. Bam, you pull out 30 grand from the house. You got 17 of them. You buy your car tax-free, not your money. Then you go back and you take the and you bang those again. He didn't go to college. He went to the trades and got to studied electricity. Then he started doing electricity. You know what he did while he was in school? He worked for an electrician doing electricity. so you have a finance degree and don't own stocks. That's who manages your money when you want to go the passive route. Now, what's the advice to that kid with the finance degree? Learn. You should have already looked at it, the Dow, three times during my talk if you have a finance degree. Holy shit. What if someone asked you where the price of something is? How the hell can a simple-minded guy like me in Huntsville, Texas, a nobody, no college degree, no certificate, not qualified to do anything, how can I buy 15 houses? How can I know where the S&P 500 is? How do I understand options? How do I move money in and out of different asset classes based on Federal Reserve interest rates? Like, how do I know that? No one told me, Gerald, you should subscribe to the Wall Street Journal and read business. You should kind of keep an eye on the money flow. You should look for opportunities to turn 5 into 10 and 10 into 20 and 20 into 100 all the time, every day. Every day. You could watch baseball. You know what I mean? 30-year-old men watch baseball, spend money on baseball or sports or whatever other thing, which I'm not against. It's good. I like that shit. But you have a boat and no mortgage REITs. You own a boat, no MLPs, no income funds, no real estate, no fucking business, a boat. And then that's the guy who at 40 comes to me and goes, hey, I'd like to make some of this passive income. While he's been living in the money flow his whole life, watching the shit go in and out of his thing. Did you know the boat has a manufacturer on it? Did you know that's publicly traded? But then that would require me to push buttons on my phone, Gerald. Like, I would have to actually be responsible. I'd rather make some passive income. What do you got for that? That sounds a lot better. My muscles won't be as sore. Won't require me to actually be responsible. Because I have so much going on in my life. You don't understand. It's just not possible. I mean, there's no way I could devote 10 minutes of my day to something like that. I mean, how could I, Jerry? How could I? How could I squeeze that in? I mean, there's no way that I could end up an old man. I mean, surely I'll just accidentally win the lottery or something like that. Like, some, I don't know. Live now, I say. Gotta have fun now. Because obviously it's not possible to have fun without money. Because human beings didn't have fun before money. I don't know. It's only been since money. It's only been since money. And so the thing that separates you from an indentured servant is your ability to control your finances. Thing that separates you is your ability to focus, think about, because what you think about comes about, and what you focus on grows. To begin, what is wealth? What is ownership? Why do I say stupid things like passive income? What am I afraid of? Why am I checking this box that I can't? Why am I checking that box? Why can't I? Says who? Who the fuck are they to make the rules? You don't have to invest with your job. You don't have to have a 401k. You realize that, right? They didn't invent fucking retirement. It's not even in the Bible. It's not in any religious book. Because there's no such thing. You know who made that shit up? Unions. Where the fuck do you think retirement came from? They wanted old people out of the way because younger people can work faster. We need to get rid of these people. And business was growing and expanding at such a rate, it's like, hey, let's throw them on a pension plan. Let's fucking retire them. Hey, here's $5. Stay home. Because they had no mechanism. They had no mechanism of saving and piling up wealth on their own as an average person unless they had extraordinary skills, were outliers, or hustlers. The average guy had little access to anything that could build wealth. But that's not true today. Today, you could do it just like everyone else. No one could stop you, not male, not female, not ghetto, not born in a trailer park or in a fucking barrio or in prison. You could be anywhere, anywhere. As long as you have connection to the internet, you could invest in hundreds, if not thousands of things. The people would rather be passive.